But right now, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. I'm going to point out that this was a gift that came this week. It's called the King's Garments. Yeah. Somebody brought it to my office and said I was pressed to purchase this for the House of Prayer. Now, that's actually the second time that I receive that particular type of oil. I received a bottle of it quite a few years ago, and the Lord had said to put it aside, and I did, and then he told us to use it for a season, and we did. But everything is established in what? All right, cool. So, in Isaiah chapter 61, the God we serve is evident in all that we do. And he doesn't make mistakes. Amen? Amen. I want you to go to verse 8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them, and their descendants will be known among the nations. Are we descendants? Yes. All right. And their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. So look at your neighbor, say, you are a people that the Lord has blessed.
Amen?
Amen. All right. 10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. And this is the part that you need to see. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Verse 11, for as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. So God is trying to say, I'm going to what? Spring up. And it'll be before all the nations. You say, what does that have to do with me? A lot. When you are perceiving yourself to be dressed with rags, what happens?
Nothing.
Thank you. You wear them in what? Shame and sometimes humility because you don't have anything different. But today, the Lord is trying to show you that he, okay, has clothed me with garments of salvation. It's God that did it, not you. He's doing it for what? To show you off.
Oh.
Oh. Tell me what happens when a bridegroom is walking out with his bride, holding her hand on the way out of a marriage ceremony in a church atmosphere.
He's proud as a peacock.
He is proud as a peacock. Why?
Right.
Yeah. Has Jesus come out, walked her down the aisle yet?
No.
What is he waiting for?
A church without spot or wrinkle.
Go ahead.
Her to be ready.
For her to get ready. And who's going to clothe her?
He is.
He is. See, and when we put on garments of our own, what are we doing? We're doing it. And that's religion. What does God say about religion? Oh. Is he discouraged when he sees what's going on out there?
No.
No, because he's got an incredible plan, doesn't he? All right. So he takes on this responsibility to clothe us with righteousness. Now I'm going to take you on a little bit bigger ride. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Say, we're ready. We're going on a better ride and a bigger ride. Amen? Zechariah 3:4. Zechariah 3, verse 4. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you. Who's doing it? The Lord. I will put rich garments on you. You say, well, what does that have to do with the New Testament? Matthew 22:11. Matthew 22:11. But when the king came in to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Matthew 22:11. When the king came in and to see the guest, this is a heavenly scene, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. So the garments of the Lord are a type of what? Wedding clothes. Those who come in with their own garments, satisfied by a work of flesh, are they going to be able to get away with it and be a part of the bride? No. How are you going to put on these clothes?
By faith.
By faith. Yes. Because you can't please him any other way. Luke 15:22 is a picture of what Papa is getting ready to do. But the father said to his servant, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. The king is also the papa. His son's been out there doing whatever he wanted. Did the father get ready to slap him on the side of the head, give him a kick in the right place? No. Isn't that weird? It doesn't make any sense. Because I would have given him a couple of, you know, readjustments. To put it mildly. Amen?
Amen.
Because after all, he squandered half of the wealth in lustful lifestyles. Until he woke up in the gutter and the pig stuff was very attractive. That's why those... That's a private joke, okay? Psalm 132, verse 16. Psalm 132, verse 16. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints will ever sing for joy. I, God. What am I trying to say to you? Cleaning your own act up is a wonderful gift, but it's still a works program. When you declare that you are righteous and you have righteous robes of salvation on you, because he's clothed you with his garments, you are getting closer and closer to becoming the bride of Christ. And it's not going to be a works program. It's going to be a salvation program. A salvation that is so awesome because of his love for you. You say, well, how can he love me?
Look at my past. And I want you to declare right now, with your eyes closed, say, my past is not a picture of my future.
My past is not a picture of my future.
Try it one more time. My past
is not a picture
of my future.
Of my future.
Because my Heavenly Father has such a plan for me.
Has such a plan for me.
It's a plan of salvation. To clothe me with robes of righteousness. And He's starting it today. And I'm excited. Because of what He's chosen to do. Not because of where I was.
Not because of who I did with.
Who I've been with.
Whom
I participated with.
Because some of it was hell.
Some of it was selfish. But today, my Heavenly Papa has prepared a treat. A special garment.
A kingly garment.
For me to wear.
Every day.
In Jesus' name. Sammy, come on up here. Last week, Sammy said, we're out of oil. And I said, yes. So notice it's sealed. I'm going to open it. And I'm going to ask you to help me.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
Now, this is what I'm going to do with the little bottle. And you're going to do with the big bottle. Got your finger on the top? Yeah, I don't know. I think the thumb would be better. Can you just turn it upside down? Say, Father.
Father.
This is oil.
This is oil.
And I command it to be holy.
And I command it to be holy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I have authority.
I have authority.
Whatever I bind on earth.
Whatever I bind on earth.
Will be bound in heaven.
Will be bound in heaven.
I command now.
This oil.
To be holy.
To be holy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Everything it touches. Will be holy.
Will be holy.
And it will bring forth. Kingly garments on people. And where it touches.
Healing will take place.
Deliverance will also take place. For the glory of our God. In Jesus' name.
So shall it be.
From this day forward.
This oil is holy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hasata shikie rosaro tardie shea tana keata. Now shake it again. That's it. Hallelujah. Why did I do it this way? Because I figured you need to know that God is holy, but He uses people to make it happen. Amen?
Amen.
Now, would you lift up the big bottle in front of them? All of you, lift your hands towards the bottle. Say, Father, today.
Father, today.
We're in agreement. That this oil is holy oil.
Everywhere it touches.
Every person that it touches.
Will be filled.
With grace and favor.
And deliverance.
For God's glory.
And according to His timing.
So shall it be.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen.
Lord revealed something for you too.
Say that again.
Lord revealed something for you too. I don't remember the date, but I have it written down. I gave you a vision that you were in the heavenly realm and you had your priest gowns on. And you were working in a place in the kingdom where for some reason you were manufacturing robes yourselves with your hands and you weren't satisfied for some reason.
Surprise, surprise.
So, now you know why, I guess. So praise God for the rest of it.
Amen. And you're the first to receive, right? We anoint you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, that the anointing today will release to you garments of glory and favor. Kingly garments put on by him for the glory of our God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, come on up, all of you. Come on up. Thank you, Lord. I anoint you with the kingly garments. All the way for the glory of our God. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We anoint you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit with kingly garments. And yes, clothed with garments from him, and you will be aware of it, and you will know, and he will confirm it to you, so that you will know how precious you are to him. In Jesus' name. My brother, kingly garments. And I'm hearing loud and clear, no more self-rejection, no more self-rejection, in Jesus' name, for the words that come out of your mouth have power, in Jesus' name. Say, I am blessed, holy, righteous, and dressed in garments. By his hand, for the glory of my Father.
For the glory of my Father.
No matter what the brain says.
No matter what the brain says.
Amen. Clothed with garments. Garments that are from the King. Yes, Lord. Release your spirit. You got it, girl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The more you press in with your spirit, the quicker the salvation and healing will take place. Clothed with garments, baki and mahashia from the King. And like my sister gave you, these are going all the way down to your feet. Clothed with his garments. Clothed with his garments, kingly garments. Kingly garments for his glory, even if there are arguments in the flesh, they will subside and they will bow, says the Lord. They will bow, says the Lord. They will bow, says the Lord. It goes all the way down to your feet. Heavenly garments anointed of the Lord to bring forth healing to many that have been chosen, and no one will be able to minister to you them but you. You are chosen to minister to many. Such as you have brought salvation to many of the animal kingdom, and you know and saw the abuses. Now the Lord is going to open you up to see the people that are involved, and your prayer will open up for them and bring forth salvation into those people's hearts that have had no concern.
concern about God's creations. Garments, garments, heavenly garments for the glory of our God. For the glory of our God. Can it be, says the Lord? Can it be? Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All the way down. Hallelujah. What a timely day, huh? What a timely day. Garments of praise. Garments of praise. Heavenly garments. Heavenly garments to cover. To cover. Hallelujah. To cover. To cover. To cover. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Your garments go above your knees. This makes no sense, except that I believe that the Lord has said that you're a warrior. And if it was to go all the way down, it would be different. So, like the Romans wore. If you, that's what it stops. Because it gives your legs freedom. Yes, Mrs. Shabbat. New garments this day. New garments. Hadash, Atiata, kingly garments. Alana. Wear them proudly. Wear them proudly. Not in humility, but with great joy, because Papa did this for his Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. She already had her little swipes already.
Garments have already are already there,
mm-hmm.
but they're just becoming. I don't want to use the word heavy because that seems negative.
Mm-hmm.
They're just more abundant,
pronounced.
Glorious. More glorious.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I want you to know that you can refill your oil anytime.
Oh.
And I hope you brought your bottle.
I did.
All right. Say, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
I wear these garments with joy.
I wear these garments with joy.
God will confirm.
God will confirm
what he has put on me.
What he has put on me.
And it will bring glory.
And it will bring glory.
To the Father.
To the Father.
To the Son, Jesus Christ.
To the Son, Jesus Christ.
Who is my bridegroom.
Who is my bridegroom.
And he's clothed me.
And he's clothed me.
With garments of righteousness.
With garments of righteousness.
I confess it.
I confess it.
Believing it.
Believing
and receiving it by faith.
And receiving it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.